With respect to the story about what is happening in Egypt, I think we all know the threat that mobile phones are used for in examinations. Over here in Ghana, for about 3 years now, we have changed our rules such that when you bring a mobile phone to the examination hall, your entire result is cancelled, because we realize that the moment somebody has access to any information and is on a mobile phone, within seconds, that information can be put out through social media, WhatsApp, Facebook, and all that. So if the Egyptian Education Ministry has decided to jam mobile phone signals in examination halls, I think it's something that is in the right direction, and I believe that it will help to sanitize the system.
Madame Te Kujo said the practice where shots of examination questions are taken and sent via social media to candidates outside examination halls cannot be said to be leakage, but a malpractice which is carried out by supervisors and invigilators. She added that WAEC has put in place measures to ensure that candidates do not enter examination halls late in order to avoid such occurrences.
We need to differentiate what you mean by examination leakage and what you mean by examination malpractice. Because if the paper is sent to an examination hall, the paper is supposed to be written at 1 p.m. today. And the paper is sent to the examination hall and at 1 p.m. it's distributed and somebody has access and takes a shot, sends it out, and they bring answers in. It's not that examination leakage. It's a malpractice that has been aided through the use of a mobile phone. And that is what I believe the Egyptian Education Ministry is working against. So let's not just jam everything under examination leakage. When we do that, we are not letting people know the real situation out there, because you can protect your examination papers up to a point, up to the examination center where you hand it over to the persons who are administering the examination.
So what is the West African Examination Council, WAEC? What are you doing to ensure that this thing doesn't continue in Ghana?
We have initially, candidates were given 30 minutes grace period. So if the exam starts at 1, you could come in till 1:30. This time around, we have said that no, we will not allow any candidate to come in late, because we realize that some of them hang around and they wait for some of these things to happen, and then they get wind of answers before coming in. So those are some of the measures that we've put in place. We have also strengthened the security at the various examination centers, and we have taxed heads of schools to ensure that more practices are brought to the various minimum at their examination centers. We haven't got to the point whereby we are going to jam mobile phones at centers. We haven't gotten to that point yet. But I believe that if it is something worthwhile, I'm sure that we might look at it going